Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 12th. Today's word is interdigitate, spelled I-N-T-E-R-D-I-G-I-T-A-T-E. Interdigitate is a verb that means to become interlocked like the fingers of folded hands. Here's the word used in a sentence from Discover by David Western. Forest and savanna interdigitate over a great front thousands of miles long and a 500,000 square miles in area, half the size of the entire Central African forest. It probably won't surprise you to learn that interdigitate comes from the prefix inter, as in interlock, and the Latin word digitus, meaning finger. Digitus also gave us the word digit, which is used in English today to refer to, among other things, the finger or toe of any animal. Interdigitate usually suggests an interlocking of things with finger-like projections, such as muscle fibers or the teeth of an old-fashioned bear trap. The word can also be used figuratively to imply a smooth interweaving of disparate things, such as the blending of two cultures within a shared region. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.